Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Hi, Ellis.
Hi, Jed. What's it gonna be?
Let me have 2 brown-shelled eggs, soft scrambled, with a 1/2 teaspoon of light cream, 2 slices of cracked wheat toast, and lightly spread with salt-free butter, and the crust removed. Is that too much trouble?
Not at all. Room number 3.
Hi, Mom. Hi, sweetheart. Who are you supposed to be, Bozo the Clown? Why aren't you wearing your new shoes?
These are my new shoes.
Tommy, those shoes are only 3 weeks old.
I don't think they're gonna make 4.
Tommy, they cost $18. That's $6 a week. Who can afford that?
I'll make a deal with you. For $2 a week, you can paint my feet and I'll fake it.
That's grand, Bozo.
Are we trying to help?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you forgot. Buy milk money. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Sugar?
My kid costs more to keep than a congressman's secretary.
Yeah, ain't it awful between today's prices and the slave wages that mail pays us?
It's tough to keep body and soul together.
Well, I'm more concerned about my body. My soul's on its own.
Hey, maybe it's time we ask Mel for a raise, huh?
Did you ever hear the expression, you can't get blood from a turnip?
Yeah.
Meet Phoenix's turnip of the year.
All right, Vera, come here. We're going to ask Mel for a raise.
Alice, you can't get blood from a turnip.
Come on, you're both exaggerating. You make Mel sound like an insensitive, miserable, cheap tightwad. Come on, we'll give it a try anyway.
Jeez. Mel, we got something to talk to you about.
Good, because I've been meaning to have a little talk with you girls. I guess we all know that the cost of living is going up, up, up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, rent, utilities and taxes and food. I know it's hurting me, so it's got to be killing you.
Yeah, that's right.
So if we don't figure out a way to increase the take, we're going down the tubes.
I was just saying that to Flo and Vera.
We told her it's no use. It's hopeless.
No, 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 it's not hopeless. We're going to do something about it. Here. You see, we have been cutting our pies into 6 pieces. But now, we are going to cut our pies into 8 pieces.
That's the big news that you had for us.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Mel. For you, but not for us. We want more money.
You want more money? You got it. Same pie. Same price per piece. More servings, more tips.
You turnip.
What's with the bird brain? Oh, I also want to tell you, I'm thinking about watering down the chicken soup.
How? You already use chicken like a tea bag now.
Look at, I'm doing it for you.
Mel, would you like to do something for me?
Yeah, what?
Kiss my grits!
Kiss my grits! Kiss my grits!
Well, we tried. It's all you can do. Next time we'll try again. Maybe we'll make
it. Alice.
Yeah.
It's me, Vinny.
Vinny? Vinny Randazzo.
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny. What are you doing in Phoenix?
Well, a little business, a little pleasure. You're the pleasure. Alice, you look absolutely great.
What about you, Vinny? Oh, Flo, come and meet Vinny Randazzo, an old friend. And this is a not-so-old friend, Flo.
Alice, you can just say young friend. I'd like that better. But meet you.
How are you, Flo?
Oh, well, listen, why don't you take a break and I'll look after your tables?
What about Mel?
Oh, he won't even notice. He's too busy subdividing his pies.
What's that?
Yeah, sure.
I can't believe I'm looking at you. How are you?
Just terrific.
Would you like something to eat?
Well, what do you recommend?
Forget it.
Alice. Boy, long time no see.
Oh, it's got to be 15 years, huh?
Has it been that long?
Oh, at least.
I heard about Don. I'm sorry.
Thanks. How about you? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I got an export-import company back in New Jersey.
Yeah? What do you import?
Early American furniture. From Korea. Oh. Yeah. I travel a lot, and when I heard I was coming here to Phoenix, I got the address from your folks. Oh, Alice, I really wanted to see you again.
How long you staying?
All week.
Yeah.
You want to have dinner tonight?
You bet.
I'll pick you up at 8.
Okay.
All right,
I got to get back to work. I'll see you then, huh?
You know.
Hey, Benny. Don't you want my address?
Oh, I've already got it.
Oh, yeah, my folks.
Oh, Alice. You know, it's really great to see you again.
It's great to see you too, Ben.
I'll see you tonight, huh?
Later.
Okay.
Hey, didn't he want anything to eat?
Oh, yeah, actually, he wanted to buy a whole pie. But when I quoted him the eight-piece price, he decided to buy a condominium instead.
Tell me about Cute, Dark, and Yummy.
Sweet. There's nothing much to tell. He's a dear, dear friend.
How dear?
Well, we went together before I met Don.
How went together?
What are you, Perry Mason? Went together, like the usual way.
Oh.
No, my usual way, not your usual way.
Oh.
We dated for about a year after high school. He was wonderful to be with. A lot of fun. Nice guy.
So why did you stop seeing him?
Well, he's a lovely guy, but no magic, no bells, you know.
Shoot, I got news for you. He could ring my bell anytime. It's like a turn-on to me.
Flo, did it ever occur to your X-rated mind that a woman could just sit and have a talk with a man over old times, huh?
Alice, do you really think that a man came all the way from New Jersey, looked you up, just to talk over old times?
Of course.
Now tell me the one about the three bears.
Would you put this on the coffee table, please? And take your finger out of it?
Oh, boy. You're really pulling out all stops for Vinny, aren't you? You've been out 3 nights in a row, and now a fancy meal.
I'm just making the man an ordinary dinner.
Ordinary? This ain't exactly paper plates.
Come on, I've used the good china before.
Only on my birthday and when I got an A in school.
Both of which come once a year.
You know, Mom, Vinny's a really neat guy.
Yeah, you two seem to hit it off good, huh?
I like him.
Good, I'm glad.
What about you?
I like him, too. He's an old friend.
But, I mean, do you really like him?
What does that mean, Buster? What's all the questions, really?
I mean, does he ring your bell?
Does he ring my bell? You been talking to Flo?
Well, if I were a woman, instead of being a kid, then he'd be the kind of guy that I'd really come on with.
Well, you have been talking to Flo.
Mom, I understand these things. I've been around.
Tommy, cool it.
Want me to sleep over at Jeff's house?
Yeah, permanently.
Well, I figure you two want to be alone. I mean, I don't want to get in the way. If I were Vinny, I wouldn't want me around. Know what I mean?
Yeah, and forget it.
Must be Vinny. Last chance, Mom.
Hey, I said cool it. And you're not staying at Jeff's, you're staying here, you hear me?
Okay. Oh, you look beautiful.
How are you, Alice?
All right.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, good night.
Where you going?
I'm a kid. I need my 8 hours.
What are you going to do? Get up at 4 a.m. and run around the block?
Well, I figure I'll watch a little TV and then I'll go to bed.
You don't have a TV.
Oh, well, then I guess I'm forced to go right to sleep. Good night.
He's a funny kid.
Yeah, Ryan.
Well, Alice, I thought these might come in handy.
Oh. You trying to get me drunk?
Yes. Red? Red, white, or rosé?
White.
White. You got a heck of a kid there, Alice.
He likes you, too. He digs anybody he can beat out of $3 shooting baskets. Especially a former All-State basketball player.
Let's say I had an off day.
Oh, Vinny.
You're not going to turn me in, are you?
No. Huh? Oh, sit.
Well, to you, Alice.
To you, Vincenzo.
To us, huh?
So. So?
So?
It's a really boring conversation, you know?
Well, maybe we better pick it up a little bit, huh? You know something? I've always loved you, Alice. And this time, I'm not going to let you get away. I want you to marry me.
Boy, when you pick up a conversation, you pick it up.
Alice, I'll be good to you and Tommy. You know, I've got a real good business back in Jersey. Got a nice house in Nutley.
Vinny, I'm very flattered, but I'm not in love with you.
Well, do you like me?
Of course, very much.
Well, that's a beginning. I love you enough for both of us. I know you're going to learn to love me, Alice. So, why don't you learn while we're married?
You mean like on-the-job training?
I'm going to be very persistent. Tommy needs a man in his life.
Oh, hey. That's no fair, that's hitting below the belt.
Look, we like each other, right? We get along. We have a good time together. It's great to be turned on, but... well, there's more to a relationship than just being in love.
Well, it's a hell of a start.
Look, you don't have to give me an answer tonight. I'm leaving on Sunday, and I really want you and Tommy with me. We'll have dinner Saturday night, and then you can accept then.
What if I don't accept?
Well, then it's separate checks.
That's fair enough. Come on, let's eat. I hope you're still hungry.
I'm starved. I could eat a horse.
Oh, well, maybe we should go to Mel's. I saw Vinny last night.
Oh.
Again with you. Oh.
What happened?
A lot.
You're going to be wearing this grapefruit unless you tell me what happened.
He proposed to me.
What?
He asked me to...
marry him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, Alice, I am so happy for you.
Mel, did you hear that? Alice is getting married.
Congratulations, Alice. Hope you find time to finish setting the tables before the wedding.
Oh, shut up. Alice, how did it
happen? Hold it. You're rushing things, all of you. I didn't give him an answer.
You didn't accept?
No, not yet.
Well, here's a dime, sugar. Call Vinny and close the deal.
Come on. I need time to think.
Well, think on the way to the telephone. Alice, call that fish and reel him in. What are you waiting for?
I don't know. He's a lovely guy. He's considerate. He's decent. He's sweet. He's a perfect gentleman.
Well, hell, you can snap him out of that.
He's really a lovely guy, Flo, but, you know, for me, there's just no magic.
Oh, that's easy to learn. I have a book on magic at home. My favorite is The Disappearing Egg.
Vera, you disappear.
I haven't learned that one yet.
Practice.
Alice,
you're not thinking of refusing him, are you?
Chloe, I'm not in love with him. I like him a lot.
Well, liking's enough. Well, maybe not at 2 o'clock in the morning, but you know.
Do you mind? I want to love the guy I marry.
Hey,
I'm not ready to settle.
Alice is right. I haven't settled.
Vera, you have to have an offer before you can settle.
Alice?
Now, you're not 21 anymore. And when you get to be our age, that's...
I thought you were older than Alice.
Who asked you?
Alice, honey.
Vinny is your answer. I mean, he's successful. He owns his own business. You won't have to worry about Tommy's shoes anymore. And your feet won't kill you every night because you'll have a nice house like a lady of leisure. With your own washer and dryer.
Oh, Alice, and a guy who did you. Honey, you're a winner.
Now, I'm not knocking love and bells ringing, but those other things are just as important.
Maybe you're right.
I know I am. You lasso that guy and head for the barn.
Mom, how much is 9 times 9?
81. Doing your homework?
No, I'm making a crib sheet for tomorrow's test.
Hey. Are you serious? Give me that. I don't want you doing that.
I'm doing it for you, Mom. I know how much you hate to see me flunk.
Tommy, how'd you feel if I got married?
I think Vinny's a great guy. He's got everything. And if you don't marry him, I will.
Think you'd like going back to Jersey?
Sure. I got all my friends there. Grandma, Grandpa. Snowballs in the winter.
You'd have your own room. You'd have your own bath.
Well, you can't win them all.
You'll have all the things that boys your age need.
You gonna buy me a girl?
You'd have a full-time mother again. I'd be there when you got home from school.
You're making me feel like a kid again.
You are a kid. And soon you'll be grown up. You'll be gone off to college. So I want to be a mother for a while, you know? And you'll have dinner on time every night, a good dinner.
I have good dinners now.
Well, this'll be gooder. And when we put patches on your jeans, it'll be because we want patches on your jeans, not because we're trying to hold them together.
What about you?
What about me?
Well, we've been talking about all the great things I'm going to have. What about you?
I'm going to be the mother of a kid who's got all those good things.
Well, how do you feel about Vinny?
He loves us and he'll be good to us.
Mom, you didn't answer my question.
I think he's a wonderful person.
Mom, you still didn't answer.
8 times 7 is 56. I'm really confused, Flo. I don't know what to do.
Oh, there you go again. Now stop trying to talk yourself out of it. Now just wake up and look at yourself. You ain't one of Charlie's angels. You're a lady in her mid-30s with a 12-year-old son.
So? I'm a 35-year-old woman with a 12-year-old kid. You make it sound like a disease.
Are you saying I'm forced to settle for whatever I can get?
No, I'm not saying that. Now, a woman has to draw the line somewhere. I haven't found it yet, but...
Well, I'm not desperate.
Now, Alice, honey. The guy loves you, and you care about him. Now, if you want to hear bells, you can always stop an ice cream truck.
Flo, my head's been spinning all week. It's more than bells. It's more than magic. We're talking about the rest of my life.
Then listen to a lady who has been there and back. If I had this chance, I'd grab it.
I know that. I thought about what you'd do. And more important, I thought about what Tommy. But Tommy's going to be grown up in a few years and on his own. And then what? What about me?
Then you sit back and enjoy that big house in New Jersey.
I left New Jersey once. I don't want to go back to Jersey for a few more bedrooms.
Alice, don't you understand that Vinny is your ticket out of here?
Hey, what's the rush? I just got here. How can I make you understand, Floey? I think marriage should be more than just a ticket out.
Okay, sugar, you do what you have to do. I hope you say yes, but... if it has to be no, would you give him my phone number? I think I'd love to. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Tracy.
Mom, hey, kid, you okay?
Sure.
What? Well, I just talked to Duke McCullough. He said he could help me get a newspaper out. I mean, $12 a week. It ain't much, but it helped pay for new soles when I need them.
What is all this, Tommy?
Well, what we have here may not be Nutley, New Jersey, but we have each other, and that means a lot.
Tommy...
Let me finish, Mom. What I'm saying is, whatever you do, I want it to be for you, not just me.
Ain't you something? Ain't you something? I love you, Tommy.
I'm glad, because they caught me cheating on my math test. They want to see it school.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Vinny.
Wow, boy, you look terrific. Say, I'm a lucky guy. You ready for dinner?
Yeah.
Good.
But before we go, I should tell you something. It's going to be separate checks.
Why, Alice?
I don't know if you'll understand this, Vinny. But I'm just not ready yet. Vinny, all my life, I've been a dependent, right? My folks took care of me. Don took care of me. And now, for the first time in my life, I'm taking care of myself. And I'm making it.
Alice, will you think? I mean, use your noodle. You call this making it? I mean, you're working as a waitress. You're living like this in a one-bedroom apartment.
You don't even have your own bed. You sleep in this thing. Honey, this is nothing.
Maybe so. But this nothing is mine. It's not what I want, but it's a start. Vinny, I make my own decisions for the first time in my life. Good or bad, they're mine. And I don't want to give that up. Can you understand that, Vin?
No. No, I don't understand. I think you're a banana. Okay, banana. Come on, I'll buy me dinner.
Okay. And I'll buy me dinner. Tommy, we're going.
To New Jersey?
No, no, just to dinner.
Oh, then you're still friends?
You bet.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad.
You are?
Yeah. I was afraid I blew the skateboard.
Fun.